headphone users, holy shit. You can see us.
You can literally see our faces right now.
Guys. Look at. Should we just take a second? Look around, you guys.
So we're in Kristen's childhood bedroom.
We're literally in my room right now. I told you I grew up in an attic. This is it. No, this is a replication of it. A replica. A vacation. This is what my room looked like, though, for the most part. Smaller ceilings, but like damn near same bedspread.
Like we hit the colors. Oh, yeah. Spot on.
I was obsessed with this purple. Everything was this purple.
Your backpack?
My backpack. Like anything I could get this color was this color.
And my walls in my bedroom were this pink.
Yeah, we talked about it in the last episode. Because, hi, also, you. This is the first time you're seeing us since December 13th or something. How was your holiday?
Yeah.
Happy New Year. It's 2021.
What's it like?
Oh, yeah, because we're recording this way before, by the way. Yeah. We're actually recording this when the last time you heard us, that episode came out. Does that make sense? Yeah. Happy 2021, though. I feel like we're all excited for this, but is anything going to change?
Let's just hope it does.
We're really kicking off negative right now. Also, calling out our lava lamp over here.
It'll get there.
It'll get there. It's been heating up for a good, like, hour and a half, and that's where it's at. So
we got some heat.
Yeah.
I think it'll get there.
I think we need to start preheating it about 2 days in advance.
Preheat the oven.
Yeah, preheat the lava lamp. I want to talk a little bit more about the set because we hyped this up so much.
I feel like every other like visual of a podcast isn't anything. When we said we want a bed.
Yeah. We were like.
Our team was like.
Okay. Yeah. No, we'll figure that out for sure. Like you guys were amazing.
Yes.
But. A little backstory, if you have been listening to the podcast, you know our code names of our men.
Oh, yeah.
You guys remember Enrique, Cookie, Disco. Like, you know our men. All right. Enrique and I.
Oh, yeah.
This was damn near his idea. Yeah, he helped come up with this. Like, it was it before we even started the podcast, damn near?
No.
No, I think we were a few episodes in. Whatever. Right. Yeah. Okay. We did have a few episodes and we were talking to our team about like trying to figure out what we wanted to do for a visual because we knew eventually we wanted a visual and we were bouncing back and forth like a table and two chairs, a couch and a coffee table.
Colors. And we were like, let's throw some plants in there.
And we found a lot of successful aesthetics that we actually really liked. But then one night I'm on FaceTime with Enrique. Thank you. I almost said his name. And he was like, no, like, this is all great. This is all great. It looks really good. But, like, hear me out. This podcast is very special and it's very relatable and very...
It's very intimate.
It's very intimate. We go there. We send it every episode. You learn something really deep about us that it took 15 years for us to learn. Y'all are getting off the bat. Anyway, he was like... You guys are so, like, chill. Like, you guys are the type of girls, like, when you FaceTime me, you guys are just, like, chilling on your bed talking and, like...
It's so casual.
Whatever. And he's like, that's what I think you should embody in this set, is who you
guys
really are.
We want you
guys
to feel like you're sitting here with us.
Yes. And maybe one day you will. It's actually bigger than you think. It's bigger than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
Because, like, the last time I had a twin bed, I was a lot smaller. So this is, like, the first twin bed I've seen in years. And I'm like, oh...
It kind of fits.
It's quite nice. But yes, very long story short, we just like bounce back and forth and he's like, do like a bedroom, like your kid bedroom, like where you guys started, you and Alex started. And this is where we started.
Yeah.
This is literally where we started. I'm going to cry. this is everything.
16 years ago now.
Yeah.
Holy. Like
one of the first times we came here to see kind of like the final look before we decided to start recording for you guys, we were driving and I just like turned on the radio and I just like look at Alex and I was like, dude, like, do you remember when we were just sitting playing our DS, just like
not even thinking
about what we were going to be as adults?
No,
we weren't thinking about that ever. We were always just like, we always had fun. We never argued. Like, it was always just, it still is the best friendship in the world. And I was just like, look at us now. Like, this, like can we just like hype ourselves for a second? Like, look at us now. This is fucking dope.
And we loved it so much, we like brought it into, we're like, no, let's go, let's get it back.
Yes.
Let's let's turn our set of our job today into our childhood bedroom.
Oh, I can't stop looking at it.
So we got shoes on the bed.
I know you're probably cringing, like, this is not allowed. You shouldn't have shoes on the bed. I get it.
My mom would actually, like, be mad at me.
No, she's cringing right now for sure. She's, like, on the edge of her seat. So we were thinking, like, so we kept them on because we wanted to ask you guys. Should we take these off?
Should we, like, send, full send all and, like, the way?
Get cozy every episode? Or the only thing that I was thinking is when we have guests in the future, like, are we going to force them to take off their shoes? And I was like, no, we shouldn't. And then we were like, wait. Maybe we should.
Yeah.
Maybe
it's it's a different level of intimacy that we want to bring to you guys.
Yeah. I think it also kind of does what the Hot Ones interview does. It makes the guest just a little more uncomfortably comfortable. Like,
yes.
It's not just a, so where did you start interview type thing. It's like, let's get vulnerable. Take
just
off
like
your
one
shoes.
Layer.
We might regret it. We're going to get somebody with stinky feet and watch.
Shit,
and what do we
I didn't
do?
Think about that.
Do we call them out?
Kind of have to.
I'd hope so.
I'd call you out and you'd call me out if we had stinky feet.
Yeah. Wait. I actually get stinky feet in Converse and maybe
yeah, because you don't wear socks.
I'm actually wearing socks right now just in case we're going to take them off. So I was going to lie to you guys and let you think that I wore socks because I usually don't wear socks. Okay. Song of the day. Our first song of the day in our new room.
Yes.
What's yours? You go.
Okay. Mine's called Grapefruit by Yuno.
Ooh, I like that song.
Y-U-N-O.
You just showed me that. Is it a group? Is it one person?
I don't know. I honestly like haven't looked it up enough. I was making a playlist for a friend who was snowboarding.
Oh, okay.
And he's like, I want some like vibey shit. And I was like, okay, I got you. And I found it on some other playlist. And I was like, oh yeah, this is a vibe. So
I saw that Yuno did a remix with Group Love. So I was like, okay, I already like this artist. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
My song of the day, I'm going to make fitting to our surroundings. Where is she?
Smart.
Britney Spears. Oops, I did it again.
Uh-oh.
Oops, I did it again. She did it again. And to those of you who don't know, we do have a playlist on Apple Music and Spotify. It's Advice. I never know the name of the playlist.
Advice Podcasts, our favorite songs,
yes.
I think.
It's just type in Advice. It comes up. Okay. It's such a good playlist. We blasted it on the way here.
We listened to it like more often than.
Oh, I listen to it every single day. We were so nervous coming here though.
Oh my God.
Like, you guys.
We didn't say one word the whole time.
I'm just like, both hands on the wheel, just like.
And then like a slow song came on and Hard Place by Her.
Yeah.
And we're like singing it. And then halfway through the song, we look at each other. We're like, we got to get hyped right now.
And I put on Railbreaker by,
I think
it's on the playlist. Railbreaker is the name of the song, though. It's just this, like, head-banging, like, crazy, crazy song. And we just put it on. We're banging our head on the way here. That's what we needed. So that playlist fires you up. That playlist has music for absolutely every mood.
Yeah.
Highly suggest it. Please go listen. Our topic of the week. We're going to go full send here. We're going to talk girl code.
We were like, okay, we're going to be in our childhood bedroom. What better topic to talk about than
what we used to talk about when we'd sit in the room like this? Like, this is a topic we've wanted to do for a while. And this is also a topic we can do a million times because there's so many elements to girl code.
Yeah.
But we wanted to wait to do it with the visual. So once we figured out what the visual was, we were like, this will be a good first episode. So let's talk girl code. Let's talk ride or die friends. Let's talk how to be a good friend when you like the same guy, borrowing clothes. Where should we start? What's like your definition of girl code? Like, what's your standard? And like, not even just talking about me, just like one of your friends, what standard are you holding them to?
I mean, I guess I would just say like, it's a guideline of how to be a good best friend.
Yeah.
But also how to be a good person to other people.
Of course. You can definitely take rules of girl code into just everyday life.
Right. And we're gonna talk a little bit about that.
For sure. Girl code to me, I think, is like I go more into the girl slash guy dynamic because it's called girl code, not just like human code. And it's more of like, at the end of the day, you know, be there for your girls. If they're sad and they don't want to go out, but you really want to go out, like, stay home with her, stay home with your friend, be like, that's girl code, is to still be my ride or die no matter what type thing.
Yep. Okay. So we were talking a little bit about where girl code comes into play. And I think like one major event is like a girl's night.
Oh, yeah.
Is
this.
If yeah, this. But also if you're going out with your girlfriends.
True. Very true.
And wingmanning.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about being a wingman.
I miss this because we haven't been able to go be wingmen for each other.
Yeah.
But like,
But we are really good. Like, we've gotten our dynamic down.
Yes. It's this unspoken thing. Like, even the second we walk into a bar, I know who you're into already.
Yep.
Like, to a point where, like, I know your type so well, you know mine so well, that I feel like we could even, like, swipe for each other.
Oh, yeah.
Accurately. Like, talking dating
apps. And when I, like, see someone on a dating app, remember that one time I was on, I think I was on Bumble, and I came across someone that you totally, like, who was your type to a T.
Oh, yes.
And I messaged him, and I was like, hey, you're really cute. Not really my type, but you're my best friend's type to a T. Like, you should follow her on Instagram and hit her up. Did he ever hit you up?
I don't know. Because it just goes to my general inbox, and, like, I don't always check that.
God. But, yeah, you gotta be so a fucking, like, anytime you see someone who's your friend's type, just
send them over. Yeah, you need to put a hand out for sure. But okay, so back to the bar thing, the wingmanning thing. Like, we did this. It was like actually right before the shutdown. Remember, we were at EP and LP, and we're on the rooftop, and there was these two guys.
Oh my god!
And
yes,
you thought one of them was cute.
I was like, Kristen, come on, we gotta go. Like,
all right, let's go. Let's go.
You were freshly single. You were like freshly single,
fresh off the press, single. Anyway, we walk up and we just have like a general conversation with them. But like, you know, they were like, oh, so what do you guys do? And like, I said what I did really quick. But then I was like, oh, yeah, Alex and I both actually went to the school, same school together, and like started bringing it back
to
you. Because
you got to like, you got to know who you're like, you got to hype up in the moment.
Yes. I wasn't going to sit and just be like, oh, thanks for asking. So
you got to talk about your girl.
Yeah.
If she's the one who's into the guy.
Yes. Like, hype them up and make them look good. I think, and I'm actually really grateful we don't really have any friends like this, but I have seen girl dynamics where it's like they're fighting for the attention of the guy.
And I've witnessed that a lot.
Yeah. Like,
and I've actually thought to myself, like, if Kristen were here right now, she'd be looking at me like, that would never happen between us.
Yeah. Like, it's sad though. Like, that's so sad to me. I think those are the type of people that need to listen to this episode and learn some girl code. Yeah.
One thing that we've kind of like got down to a T when we go out is you're definitely the mom of the group. Yeah. You like, you know exactly like what our group of girlfriends our limits are.
Yeah.
You know, like our goals for the night.
Yep.
You understand that like, okay, Alex, that's her fifth gin and tonic. She got to chill.
Yes. Like, and I'm like, I'll bring you water. Yep. Or if I know like, you need to loosen up, I'll bring you a drink.
Yes.
I'll be like, drink this.
You know, like, people's levels each night. And you got to make sure you have a mom of the group.
Yes, that's so important. I think that's so important in every party aspect. Like, it's just safe. Like, there's been so many times where, like, I've literally, like, saved a friend's, like, life.
Yeah.
Just because I had, like, that mom instinct.
You've saved my life, literally.
100%. 100%. You saved mine, too. But, like, I feel like another responsibility of mine being the mom of the group is, like, all right, who needs to go to the bathroom?
Bathroom buddies.
Bathroom buddies. You gotta go to the bathroom together. Do it no matter what.
No matter the age. There's a reason they taught you bathroom buddies when you were in kindergarten.
Yes, absolutely. It's so important. So many things happen in the bathroom. Public places usually and shouldn't don't have cameras in the bathroom. So if something happens in there, like, it's not even caught on camera. Like, anything can happen in there. It's scary. So go to the bathroom with your friends always.
Always.
Always, always, especially if they're really drunk. Because once they get in there and they're really drunk, they're probably going to realize they have to throw up.
And there's a chance they won't leave the bathroom.
They won't leave. And then they're just stuck in there. And then there's a line. And someone's... Does this sound familiar? And then someone's banging on the door.
Oh, yes! Where was that, Davy Wayne?
Harriet's.
I thought that was Davy Wayne.
See? Exactly. You don't remember. Where?
Wait. Oh, yes. Okay.
Yeah. So go to the bathroom with your friends. Okay, let's reverse it a little bit. We haven't even gone to the bar yet. Let's talk about the pregame. We're getting ready. What's the intention for tonight? Are we meeting up with a group of guys that the guy, like the one mutual we have, is the guy you're into? Because if so, I think you should have a cuter outfit.
Right.
Right.
You got to plan this shit out.
Absolutely. If it's fair game and we're just like going out,
we
as girls,
all we gotta be looking
fucking
fly.
Good. Look so good. How do you feel about similar outfits? What if like we're going out and like you have this on and then I walk into my room and I'm wearing an oversized hoodie too? Like, how
okay.
do you feel about that?
I love it. I personally
you
love
do.
It.
I said that like I didn't know your answer. I was like, oh my God, me too.
we do that a lot. We're yes. like, okay, we always make sure we're on the same vibe.
Yes. I think
like if we're being edgy, we're both being edgy.
Yep.
Another part of girl code, when you're out, I always like keep a wandering eye on my girlfriend's outfits to make sure they don't have like a bra strap hanging or if their like buttons aren't undone.
Yes. So,
like anything can wardrobe malfunctions happen more often than you think.
God, they happen so much.
So often. Yes. So always keep a wandering eye out for your friend's outfits.
And girl code, even other people's outfits. Other
yeah.
like guys or girls. Like I'm always like if I see
or
a
like
girl,
I've caught like people left a tag on the back of their
oh
shirt.
My God, that, I see that like daily.
And I'm like, hey girl, let me like pull this tag off your dress
or
right now.
Or toilet paper on the shoe.
Oh my God.
That's
wait,
a big one.
That
it's happened multiple times.
Happens
yes.
all
it's
the time.
Always at Saddle Ranch. Always at Saddle Ranch.
Always at Saddle.
Always at Saddle Ranch. Yeah, I think this is so important. I've even seen a girl who like bled through a little mm-hmm. bit. And she had a jacket, and I was like, hey, like, and you don't make a big deal out of it.
Nope.
Say it quietly. Don't like, hey, you have your, you know, like, play it cool.
Be discreet.
Be discreet and let them know because, like, you would like it if they let you know.
Totally.
I remember I was at Waterworld. I think it was in middle school, and somebody I was with, their tampon string was hanging out a little bit.
Oh, shit.
And I remember thinking, like, what my mom taught me, like, little, you know, tuck it up. So I told her, I was like, well, my mom told me if you do that, should never. She's like, thank you. And then like we went on with our day and went to the Lazy River. But you have to do that for people.
Yeah.
Like I fixed girls' shirts in bathrooms. Like,
oh, bring a tied to go pen.
Oh my God, I have a tied to go pen story. Oh my yes. God. I have to take so much pride in the story, you guys. We were at Saddle Ranch and we were with Leanna. And some girl had a glass of wine, which
red wine.
I was already like,
don't come to Saddle if you're drinking red wine.
We're at a country bar, and you have a glass of wine.
Literally listening to Kid Rock,
yeah, like,
and you're drinking red
but,
wine.
And she looked like hella dressed up. I was like, you had to have come from somewhere, or you just look like that all the time, which go you. But she, like, yeet onto Leanna a little bit, and wine, she's wearing a cute little white tee, and wine just gets all down her
literally
shoulder.
Over her whole shirt.
And Leanna's just like, before Leanna even reacts,
oh God.
I set down my drink. Somewhere, I don't trust me, I didn't go back and get it. Don't ever go back to your drink. If you set it down, let it go. So I set it down, forget it. I'm like, I got this. And I looked around, I was like, anybody got a Tide Go pen? And this girl's like, I have one, but it's like left, it's almost empty, but like you could probably get something out of it. And I grabbed it and we like ran to the bathroom.
You use the shit out of that Tide to Go pen.
I like, you know how you have to like press on it a little bit to get the product out? I'm like, I think Leanna, like, damn,
you were
was
in
bruised.
There for, I lost you guys for a minute. You guys
yeah,
were in there
working.
For probably like 25 minutes.
I was working. Somebody has to make money around here. I literally, like, went to town. She walks out, white shirt.
Stark white.
Stark white from the store. So there was a tag on it still. No, I'm just kidding. There wasn't. But, like, it was perfect. And I remember just being like,
thank God for that yeah. Tied to Go pen.
Yeah. So carry one around. I do now, ever since that
yeah.
story, I carry a Tied to Go pen. All the time, they have mini ones now. If you have mini purses, which I do, you could just throw
you
them in there.
You never know who's gonna need it.
Absolutely.
Okay, say we're all going out.
Okay.
And one of us, probably me, is like on the prowl.
Probably me. Like,
you,
actually.
Yeah, you gotta hype up your friend who's feeling a little nervous about going out.
Yes.
You gotta be a hype man, build up your confidence. Push. I love when you push me out of my like comfort zone.
Yeah.
If I put on it, I'm always the type who like puts on like a fly outfit.
Such a good outfit.
And then I go like 10 minutes yep. and I'm like, fuck this. I'm going to put on a sweatshirt.
Yes. I think a common thing I constantly say to you, Leanna, everybody is just like, stop looking in the mirror. You're going to find something to want to change about it. Same
yep.
with your makeup, your hair. I'm like, it looks good. You know, it looks good. Walk away from the mirror, go start pre-gaming. It's like, it's a conveyor belt. I got the girls,
yeah.
I'm like, okay, you got your outfits? All right, makeup looks good. Don't look in the mirror anymore. All right, setting spray? All right, now go take a shot. Like, it's like, keep it moving because then you're going to sit and you're be like, Let me change. I don't like this.
And I'm always like, whenever you're like, okay, Uber's here, I like run upstairs and change something real
one
quick.
Last minute thing. And then at that point, I'm like, shit, okay, now it's going to take more time if I tell her to change back. So right. Whatever. But yeah, I mean,
building up your friend's confidence.
You have to hype your friends. And I always hype, but I'm still honest. It's not like I'm hyping like everything. Like, I'll still be honest with you. But I think that extra like push of confidence helps so much.
Totally.
Like, there's been times where you've, and let me just preface real quick. I feel like a lot of our like dating talk is heavily narrative on you because
you were in a
I was in a relationship for a really long time. So like all the dating stuff, I was just wingman for forever. So that's why all these past stories are like only on you. I just, yeah.
Anyway. It'll change once the world opens back up.
Yeah, we'll see. Anyway, there's been times where you've wanted to cancel.
Oh, all the time.
And that's very normal. That's a very normal thing to want to do. You're nervous, whatever. I always say if you want to cancel something, you should do it even more. There's a reason your body, your mind, your energy is rejecting what's about to happen because you're scared.
Totally.
But when you're scared, usually something cool is going to happen. Fears. Something cool is going to happen. And
there's it. I've always wanted to cancel, and most of the time I don't, and mm-hmm. it always turns out to be like a
exactly like
fun ass night.
You can. There's a difference when like you want to cancel because you have a bad feeling about something,
right?
Or if you're just like nervous. If you're nervous, go do it. Like that's even more reason to do it. Quick pause before we hop into the rest of the episode. You guys are probably wondering, why are you in different outfits? And I guess if you're on audio, it doesn't matter. But we got a last minute sponsor for today's episode. Thank you, Daily Harvest.
Yeah, thanks.
This year, I want to focus more on just like pure nutrition and just really putting good and healthy ingredients into my body. Because I can tell when I have shit food, I feel it the next day so, yeah. so much. You know what I mean? And ever since we had Daily Harvest at the house, I feel like it made it so much easier. Dude, you would have loved it. The other day, I had the artichoke flatbread.
Oh.
And then did you see the garlic confit I put on my Instagram story? Oh, my God. I made that, and then I put it on top of the flatbread. Oh, throw it in the oven. It was so,
so good.
So good. Like, I was like, how was this just frozen? It's just so easy. Daily Harvest is built on all organic fruits and vegetables, and it's delivered to your doorstep.
Yeah, our freezer's like stocked right now. Yeah. And everything's portioned out, so there's no waste, which I'm loving. And I'm loving that there's no preservatives, no added sugars, and there's no artificial anything in their food.
I think my favorite thing, on top of the food being perfectly portioned so there's no waste, the packaging is also zero waste. It's 100% compostable, recyclable, and plant-based.
Yeah, so we have like your flatbreads, we have smoothies for breakfast, we have bowls, there's a whole bunch of options for like every meal of the day.
Yeah. With Daily Harvest, I'm enjoying undeniably delicious, clean food without any of the prep. And whether you're looking to have your daily dose of fruits and vegetables or just want to have a little more time back on your hands, you can too. Get started today. Go to dailyharvest.com and enter promo code ADVICE to get $25 off your first box. That's promo code ADVICE for $25 off your first box at dailyharvest.com. Dailyharvest.com.
Thanks, Daily Harvest!
Okay, so we talked about the bar, we talked about the pregame, we talked about hyping up friends. That's all really positive, that's all really great, but
I feel like when you think of the word girl code...
yes. Okay, okay. We just did something that you guys are going to see a lot. We like telepathically talk, and we realize
you guys aren't going to know what we're going to be saying.
So what we just said was... The cell is the powerhouse, or the mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell. So what we just said was, you usually think of like when you're into the same guy, or you like the same guy at the bar, who gets him, who calls dibs, like that type of culture. So let's talk about
calling dibs.
Okay.
So, I think, okay, here's my take on calling dibs.
You have to see the car to say shotgun. You have to see the guy to call dibs?
That's a good rule.
I'm done.
No, okay. So dibs is all fun and games, but dibs has a shelf life. So you can call dibs on a guy. Wow. I like calling dibs on anything. On a guy, on an outfit.
On a slice of pizza.
Yes.
No, literally.
But if it's got to be... both sides. So, like, say I'm calling dibs on a guy, but, like, my friend also is interested in the guy.
Okay.
I call dibs first.
Okay.
But if the guy's not into it, you got to respect that and you got to be like, okay, it's all you.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes. No, that fully makes sense. But how do you feel about, like, don't call dibs and whatever happens naturally happens?
Totally. Yes. But you, I mean, okay, say me and you are in, me and you are into the same guy.
That would literally never happen.
I know. Oh, but
you
said, God, Christine. God.
My legs are hairy.
Shave next time.
I forgot we're gonna be on camera.
Okay.
What?
Okay, say you called dibs on a guy.
Okay.
I would respect that. Okay, she is into this guy enough that she's going to call dibs. I'm going to let her have a go at it first. And then if you guys crack on and if it's a serious thing, I'll obviously back off and I, you know, it's you two.
Okay.
But if something doesn't work out between you two, then you come to me and you're like, "Eh, we're not feeling it. I called dibs because I thought he was cute, but it didn't work out. You have a crack at it."
Okay.
And then whatever, you know.
That seems very simple and yes, but what if it doesn't work, but you still have feelings towards the guy, kind of?
That's where you just got to be like, it doesn't work.
Okay, but isn't this where girl code should come in? You should be like, yeah, we didn't work, but, like, I still kind of fuck with him. Like, my heart still, like, I'm still hurting.
Okay.
Like, don't swoop.
Oh.
You see what I'm saying?
Are you alley-ooping to me? I've never told someone to not pursue because of my feelings.
I respect that.
But that's a good and bad thing, because I have a friend who has hooked up with someone who I have hooked up with in the past, and I didn't express that. Not that I didn't express that it bothered me, but I didn't lay out the boundaries, and yep. I didn't halt her pursuing him.
Right. So at that point, it is that fair game,
yeah,
type of playing
fair game.
Yeah.
And
you didn't communicate.
I would do the same thing again.
Yeah.
But I will say there are times where I'm like, oh shit, she's getting with that guy. I got with him. Like, we had something special.
Yeah.
And it does hurt, like, every now and again, but I'm not one to stop, like, something real from happening.
Got
so
that.
If they have a genuine connection and I hooked up with the guy fucking 5 years ago, I'm not going to stop their connection. You know what
yep.
I mean?
No,
so
I respect
that's
that.
My take on it.
I think that's very healthy of you. I think that's very reasonable. And I love that. And I hope a lot of people take something from that. But I haven't been in this situation, so it's probably a lot easier for me to say this. But I guess it is case by case, but that's still girl code to me. I still wouldn't do it. You know, I don't, but that's just me.
Yeah.
Like, I also have a different view on, and we've talked about this in other episodes, I have a different view on connection with men.
Yeah, you do.
Like, I've had one one-night stand in my life. Like, I like real, like, I'm not saying if you like one-night stands, you don't like real connection, but, like, my intentions are pretty.
You don't get deep with the guy unless you get, like, really
unless,
deep
like,
with the
I
guy.
Unless, like, I see something.
Yes.
Not saying, like, unless I see marriage with you, but, like, I don't know. I guess that's just how I choose to spend my time romantically and, like, affectionately, is because I'm here for, like, long-time love type stuff. So I guess that's why I look at that differently. I'm like, why would I even risk it? It's not even worth it. But then going back on what I said, if I did, like, say, you're done with that guy, and I did actually feel something real, I'd be like, yo, I can't deny this. I actually have to be honest with you.
And yeah, and I couldn't be the one to stop that,
yeah.
You know?
That one is totally case by case. Like, that's a very case by case thing. Wow. You've seen my wheels turn in, and I feel like I want to, like, think about that more and possibly get back to you guys on that one.
I think a lot's going to change once you start, like, actually, like, out in the real world dating again.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you just don't have, like, the, for lack of a better phrase, the experience, you haven't had that experience yet.
Right. The only experience I have with dating, I was so much younger.
Yeah.
Like, adult, being an adult, I was in a relationship right
so
when I got
adulthood.
You
had to, like, deal with,
like, adult dating.
Liking someone that,
like, everything up until this point was like, oh, we know the same people, so I already know how you work, like, that type of thing. And it was easier.
Yeah.
But, like, as you guys know, like, I'm recently on, like, dating apps and stuff, and it is such a different game.
And wow. I can almost guarantee, like, living in LA, you're going to run into a guy who you're going to start dating who you knew was ex, you know?
Yeah.
Like.
But that just feels so weird to
but
me.
But, like, we're getting to the age where everyone has exes.
You're right.
You know?
You're right.
Everyone has past relationships. And you can't help that you knew her.
Oh, fuck, you're right. I'm really thinking. Me, like, planning out my future for some reason. I don't know how. I'm, like, actually thinking about this.
I think I think family members are off limits.
Yes.
Totally off limits.
Absolutely.
If someone came to me and genuinely was, like, one of my best friends came to me and was, like, Alex, I want to pursue your brother. I'd be, like, no shot. Sorry.
I've, like, never even thought that towards your brother before. Nothing.
You should see my brother as your brother.
And that's how I see Vince. So that's why I'm, like, I could never imagine that.
No.
It was a couple years ago. Somebody did ask me, like, so, like, you ever had feelings for Vince? I'm, like, sorry, Vince. But, like, no, I do think that's off limits. I fully do. I think that makes things weird. Like, I feel like when you're a kid, that sounds like, oh, we can be sister-in-laws.
But no, now you're messy. My sister-in-law.
And, like, what if something goes wrong and now I can't, like, be your friend because your brother is just so bad. The family gets so weird after that.
Family members are off limits.
It's just, like, not shitting where you eat.
Exactly. Don't shit where you eat.
No. Gross. You're gonna get pink eye. All right, bring him back to the bar. We're hopping all around. Sorry. I look across the room. Friend or not, I see another girl just like, yeah, like talking to somebody. Like, you could tell they're
clearly
just, like,
uncomfortable.
Go
help.
Swoop and help. Go and just be like, dude, I love your jacket. Like, where did you get it? Get them out of that situation because they clearly don't want to be there. And
body language. You can totally read body language too.
So easy. So easy. I've even seen, like, I mean, this one is a little tricky, but I've seen some girls, like, in really bad fights with their boyfriends.
Yes.
And I could just tell they're both, like, fucking hammered. I'm like, that's not going anywhere right now. They both need to just stop. And it was somebody I knew. So it was a little different than just going to a stranger and splitting up a couple. But I was like, come here. Like, come dance.
Come take a shot with me.
Yes. I feel like that's a very, like, respectful girl code, is just kind of like being a relief in, like, a social situation.
Right.
Looking out for the well-being of everybody, whether it's the safety of their drink, the safety of the person they're with, the bathroom. A rule that my mom always says is, like, if you go together, you leave together.
Yes.
No matter what. And that gets hard because, like, what if you want to go home and hook up with them? I think it depends. Like, if it's somebody, a guy you've been talking to for a minute, whatever, yes. But I feel like I would really have to assess how, like,
you got
to
keep your eye
follow
out
my finger. Yep. How sober are you? Can I let you go with this
and
guy,
like,
right now?
Red flags. You got to keep your eye on the guy that your girlfriend's talking to,
yes,
too.
Yes, absolutely.
Have you... Have you ever dated, or have you ever dated?
No.
Have you ever not liked someone that I've dated?
Not with all my heart, like, fuck that guy, but, like, yeah, I have. I've really, you know what I'm talking about. And I think friends should do this for each other, like, when they come to you and they're like, we just argued, me and my whoever, boyfriend, girlfriend, just argued about blah, blah, blah. It's so, when you're in a relationship, it's so easy to, like, validate what the other person said. You're like, but they were just, like, sad, or, like, they were just,
brush,
like, hungry.
Brushing it,
like,
off.
You don't want to admit that it was something toxic.
Right.
As a friend, when you've told me things that, like, exes have said, I'm like, that's not okay. And you're like, oh, no, but, like, that's just kind of how we are. It's fine. And I'm like, no.
Yeah, you've really had to, like, drill it in my head sometimes that, yes, like, that was a toxic relationship.
Yep. So that, to answer
your
question,
you,
like,
how,
yeah,
did you, like, find how did you find your boundary of, like, knowing when to tell me and knowing when to, like, kind of not back off, but, like, not say something about?
No, I get what you're saying. So what I did was I told you.
Right.
I think I told you more than once. I'm like, I feel like I'll say things, like, twice. Because one time it could get brushed off. Second time it's like, no, I'm serious.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've said it, like, twice. And then after that, I realized, because I'm the same way and most humans are, you, at the end of the day, you have to learn for yourself. Like,
right,
you do. But I want to make you aware, because I know you think it too. I know your subconscious, whether it's a frontal or back, I know your brain knows, because you have moral. We have the same morals.
It just takes somewhat, like, it takes an outside perspective sometimes.
Yes.
So you have to, like, if you see that toxic relationship that your friend's in, or whoever they're dating, you have to make it known, because sometimes you do need that outside perspective to really bring it to the surface.
You know what this reminds me of? Our conversation in, like, what was it? Like, probably May 2019. We were at Yard House.
We were leaving Yard House.
And I opened up to you about some feelings I had with shit in my life. And it was very much this conversation. You were like, that's fucked up. That's not how it's supposed to be. But I'm gonna let you do what you need to do. And I was like, I'll figure it out, I guess. And I, whatever. But, like,
we brought it to light that day.
And you have to.
Yeah.
I think being honest with your friends and, like,
and you, as the person on the receiving end, you have to, like, don't take it as your friends, like, oh, I hate your partner. And they're just, like, being negative about the relationship. And
you,
because
can tell.
You can tell.
Like, when someone's just like, I'm jealous that you're in a relationship.
Right.
Like, you can tell
when
it's,
you know,
like,
when someone's looking out for you.
Yes.
Try not to be so hard-headed when you're receiving that kind of information.
But it's hard, because when you're in denial, you're defensive.
Totally.
And that's a very normal reaction to confrontation. So if you're the friend out there telling your friend what's really good and they're barking back a little bit, try and just understand where it's coming from, and it's not you, and you're still an amazing friend for saying what needed to be said.
Yeah.
Damn, that was such a crazy lunch. I'll never forget that. Mm-mm. That was such a turning point in my head too. I was like, okay, I officially said my feelings of what I was going through out loud.
It made it real.
It made it real. It made it known by somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And it almost held me accountable. Because now I'm gonna look like an idiot if I stay in this forever, because I just talked about how miserable I was.
Mm-hmm.
And you're gonna be like, yo, hey, remember 8 years ago when you said you were miserable? What are you doing? Now you have a fucking kid? Like, it's just, I don't have a kid. That was all hypothetical. But yeah, no, I think if you're out there and you're in a situation I know you know what I mean. Your subconscious knows that something's not right. Try and just say it to one person, and saying things out loud just completely, like, rewrites the narrative in your head too. It makes it less, because, like, not everybody has an inner monologue too. So when you think things, you're only thinking an emotion. But when you say them in words, words are spells.
And some people, like suppress their subconscious so much.
Yes.
They're like, no, that's not real. Like, that's only my subconscious is thinking that. The real me isn't thinking that, but it is. Your subconscious is there for a reason.
This is all you.
Yes.
This is all you. So, like, if you see somebody, one of your girls, one of your homies going through this, I think it would be very nice of you to help bring it out just a little bit.
Yep.
Just a little bit.
Very girl code.
Yep. When you're venting to your friends about something so negative, it's super easy to be like, yeah, hell yeah. Like, fuck that girl.
Hype 'em
fuck
up.
That guy. Like, I get that, because that's also some people's definition of girl code too, is just agree with me. Just agree with me. But I also think,
you got to be real
with
your friend.
A voice of reason, yes.
Yeah.
I think it's right to also bring your friend back to earth and be like, well, hold on.
Are you overthinking the situation?
Yes. I think, like, some people get scared to maybe call their friends out.
Totally.
Like that.
So, like you said, like, being your friend's voice of reason and swaying them in the direction that they know they're already going to go, but you have to, like I said before, that outside perspective.
Yeah.
They need that outside perspective to, like, kind of reel it in their head.
Yep. I think a big thing you've done for me in my lowest times is, like, it sounds so funny, but, like, reminding me who the fuck I am. Like, you've been like, hello, like, who's this talking? Like, that's not how you usually
that's
are.
Not
what
you.
Is that? That's not you. You're just sad right now, and that's okay. And let's cry. But tomorrow, wake up and remember who the fuck you
and
are.
And what you deserve.
Yes. I think that has been one of the most valuable things that you and, like, Liana, Brie, everybody, my sister, has just, like, engraved in me. I think that's That's another, going back to like hype your friends. You have to hype your friends. Like that's a supportive
build friendship. Their confidence back to you where you know it is.
Yep. Like there's a very not fine line, but there's a balance in like, we'll talk. Okay. After a breakup, your friend is like, I just want to go out and get drunk. Like I'm like so sad. I just need to forget this. I do think that's that is a phase that is very necessary after getting a relationship. Let loose, get crazy, who fucking cares?
But you also got to heal.
Yes. So I've been this for a lot of my friends who've gone through breakups. They're like, I don't even want to think about it. Like, let's just go out, da da da. And I'll go out, but then the next day when we're all have our like anxiety, I'm like, let's like chill tonight. And then tomorrow, like, do you want to talk about it? Like, we have to talk about it. I think we need to normalize, like, that part of healing. This is becoming a relationship episode now.
Getting in your feels.
Yeah, I think, but that's just another, like, part of girl code is, like, holding your, like, honestly, being your friend's therapist. Like, mm-hmm. Friends are free therapy, and I love that part of friendship. That's one of my favorite parts of friendship.
That's what we're here for.
Yeah. Guys, a lava lamp. Everybody look.
We're getting a little crazy.
Look at this, guys. There it is.
It's getting a little groovy in here.
Yeah, this is, now we can start the podcast. This is all just the intro. You want to talk about secrets?
Yeah.
Then they won't be secrets anymore. What about secrets? You have to keep my secrets.
You got
to
keep secrets.
Absolutely. Okay, to me, that's, okay, I look like Alexis from Schitt's Creek.
David.
David. Secrets to me, that's just human code. A secret is a secret. Like, I don't care who you are, like how close you are. Like, we all know how vulnerable you have to be and how much strength it takes to tell a secret. You have to keep a secret because you will get karma if you don't.
Karma.
You will. But what were you going to say?
That. Nice. Just like you got to keep, like, just, I don't know, just keeping your friends' secrets.
Being
their gatekeeper of their... Go ahead.
Sorry. Okay, but we've all done this.
What?
You tell your boyfriend your friend's secrets sometimes. You know you do. 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 I did.
Yeah.
Just a little. Nothing. Not all of
not
them.
Not all the deets.
No, but like...
Just like, hey,
we all
guess
know.
What Kristen told me
exactly,
today.
Exactly. Like that, I feel like that is kind of where the line blurs a little bit.
Yeah.
Because like your partner's also your best friend, should be. And you're going to tell, you know, that is like a line that I feel like it's crossed a lot. So we just kind of, now we want to just kind of hop through like quick girl code things. Big one, call out your friends if they're being a fucking bitch to somebody.
Mm-hmm. Or to you.
Or always to you. But, like, I feel like some people just kind of shut down when other people are being, like, awkwardly rude to each other. Like, if they're being rude to a waiter or something.
Mm-hmm.
Once the waiter walks away, once the person walks away, you don't need to make a scene about it. But I'd be like,
hey, yo, dude, you don't got to talk like that.
Like you. Like, why are you doing that? I think that's, like, holding your friends accountable to, like, being a good fucking person. Like,
right.
I feel like that's such a thing. Be honest. Be honest when your friend asks how you look.
Oh, yeah. If
you
I'm
have
ever
to be.
If I'm ever like, does this top look a little tight? Please tell me if it does.
And I always have and I always
you
will.
Always do.
Like, so many people are like, no, it's fine. And it's like,
don't let your friend go out like that.
No, that you wouldn't like treat your friends how you want to be treated. Like, you wouldn't want them to do that to you. Tell your friend if you hear that their partner is cheating on them.
Oh, my God.
If you don't, that's so rude. But we're shaking our heads like it's this obvious thing, but it's not this obvious to a lot of people. A lot of people are like, oh, I didn't see anything. I don't want anything to do with it. That's fucked up.
So fucked
that's
up.
That's so fucked up. You have to tell your friends. Like,
very gently.
Gentle. Leave it. That's only I'm talking to Link. Very gentle. But I think that's a very big part of girl code. That's part of the being honest with each other and whatnot. But then does that fall into secrets? No, because it's not their secret.
No, it's not their secret.
And fuck a secret rule when it's like becomes
detrimental
to, like, their, like,
to your
health.
Yeah.
Like heartbreak health, like same shit. Like that's detrimental to your health. I feel like this point, this could be our last point. This is a good thing to leave you with. If you're here to learn about girl code, if you're just here to listen, thank you. And this goes, it's beyond, this is human code as well. If you're in a situation and somebody is talking shit about somebody who is not there to defend themselves,
put a stop to it.
That, I think that is so important. And that definitely falls into girl code too, because girls tend to be very catty. Guys talk shit too, but like
very gossipy. You know,
the stereotype, whatever. If they're not there to defend themselves, stop the conversation. I think that's so important.
I agree. I think a good place to end is kind of bringing confidence back into your friend's life,
mm-hmm.
Being their motivation and knowing that you want the best for your friends, all of them, and throwing competition out the window. So if your friend really has this goal, you gotta hold them accountable and motivate them to meet that goal. Try and figure out what they need to reach it, being there for support, being their guidance, being an ear to listen to when mm-hmm. they're trying to go along their journey, just being that kind of motivation for them.
Yeah, I think that's very important. I think being each other's like cheerleader is such a thing, but I know like, you know, there's even been times where you've been like, Kristen, have you done blah, blah, blah that you said you were going to do? And like for a second, I'm like, don't tell me, like, don't hold me accountable. Like, I'll do it. I hate when people tell me what to do. And we can all relate to that. It makes you not want to. It's like when your parents are like, did you empty the dishwasher? As you're literally like going to reach to empty it.
And you're just not
like,
going to do it
just
anymore.
Just because you said it, I don't want to fucking do it anymore.
So I get that. That's what we're here for. Support.
Exactly. I think that is very important. Bottom line, be your friend's hype man. Support your friends. Support them. Be their ride or dies, but also being voice of reason is just as helpful. I think we all need that at times when we're all caught up in our emotions. Be a good person. Be a good friend. It's easier than you think. I hope you guys got something from this episode. I hope it helped somebody. Again, this is totally a topic that we can just like go on forever. And it's an evolving topic because it's so like case by case, whatever.
Right.
So I hope you guys enjoyed this topic. It felt fitting for this episode.
Yeah.
We are sitting on the couch like talking about our feelings, which we're literally going to do every episode. But yeah, we hope you guys enjoyed. And I hope you like our set. And hi, YouTube.
I hope you like seeing our faces.
Whoa, look, I'm pointing at the search bar. Whoa.
Oh, I'm like, what are you
pointing at? You're like, wait, what? But think about that. They're looking at the computer right now and we're like in this little box. Like, get us out. Get us out.
Sure, become mimes.
We have a mime episode. Where
kind of sick.
I literally would never watch that. With that, that's like the, oh my God. Have you guys heard of the guy? I forget his name. We've talked about this. He like sits.
And oh,
smiles
yeah.
smiles at the camera in silence for like 40 minutes.
Creepy.
We should do that for an episode. What do you guys think? Comment down below.
Silent episode.
Oh, God. All right, you guys, this feels a little different. I feel like I have to like look at the camera for the end of this because now we're on video. But to those of you listening, I'm sorry. This kind of made no sense.
Yeah, and if you're a listener.
If you're not watching us, come watch us. We have a really cool new set.
This is, come check us out on YouTube.
Yes, please check us out on YouTube. We hope you guys enjoyed. This is
everything
and
more.
We're also really nervous right now.
Let us know how we did.
I know. I hope we did well. We'll definitely like get into the groove of things. We would love feedback. Like, please give us feedback, even about the set. Are there any like nostalgic things that we're missing? Because I know there are. I definitely want to bring in my Rubik's Cube. Like,
yeah, we have a few things. I'm sure touches.
Yeah, we'll alter the set a little bit, but this is everything I've ever wanted. This, as I've told you guys multiple times, is the first project in my life that I have cried happy tears about.
Yep.
And I didn't.
This was your purpose.
This is my fucking purpose. Like helping people, doing this with you, and it helps us every episode. I feel like we've become like richer people, like not talking money like up here.
Yes.
We literally haven't made a penny off this. like, you know, it's so fulfilling. This mm-hmm. is such a fulfilling thing.
We're learning so much.
Yeah. The fact that I cried happy tears, I was like, oh, like I've always seen people launch a new product or a new project and they're on their story and they're just like, guys, I've been crying all day. I'm so happy. Thank you so much for your support. And I've always been like, that's really cool. But why are they crying? Like, I never understood it. I was like, why are they crying?
Because you never had it until now.
I never had it. Now, I've been crying
you cry.
All week. I'm like so happy. Oh, I can go on forever, but we hope you guys enjoyed. Again, listeners, come see us on YouTube. If you're watching on YouTube, hi. Love you so much. Subscribe. Turn notifications on because sometimes notifications don't work. So I don't know. Just make sure you have them on. All right. We love you guys so much. And
thanks.
We'll talk to you on Thursday.
Bye. Bye.